Good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf kuf in Zvachim. We're gonna move quicker, I should say. We're gonna end the daf a little bit early today. I gotta run, so I'm just gonna try to cover a lot today. No. I'm going down to Hollywood. We are on Tzadi Tesamad Beis. We're at the two dots, and we're starting with the words Eino Cholek Lechol. Okay, so today's topic is going to be a very focused topic. It's going to be on Ninus. Again, don't confuse. The Onin that we experience nowadays, if God forbid, one of our family members is Nifter, so the Aninus that we have nowadays is covers from the Misa, from the actual death, until the actual Kvur, until the actual burial, and then we shift from being an Onin to being an Avo. Okay, that's not what we're talking about now. We're talking about Aninus Min HaTorah, Legabe Achilas Kachim, in terms of the eating and really the offering. It's really both issues, the offering and the eating of karbanos. So on the Yom HaMisa, on the day of death of one of your seven relatives are two parents, two children, right, mother, father, son, daughter, and then go across laterally to sister and brother. Sister is not married, and brother, and then of course the seventh karov is one spouse. Here in the discussion of Zachim, we're really talking about a Kohen, so we're talking about a male, so his wife. So on any one of those seven relatives were to pass away, so he's an Onin. He's an Onin for that day, for the entire day. Even if the burial took place on the day of the Yom HaMisa, still for the balance of that day, he's an Onin until nightfall. What happens at nightfall? So for over the course of the night, so he continues his Aninus. There's going to be a machlokas tonight. We'll see you later on this morning, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, whether the aninus over the duration of the night is midrabbanan or midaraisa. Okay, so that's yet to be determined. That is the general overview of aninus. What do we learn in our Mishnah? So the Mishnah says that an onin is nogeya, that if you're an onin, you could touch karbanas, because as we discussed already, when you're an onin, you're not tameh. We're discussing the onin who didn't tend to the burial. If he tended to the burial, obviously he's tameh, obviously. We're talking about the onin who did not tend to the burial. Somebody else took care of the burial. So he's nogea, he could touch the karbanos. Yesterday, we noted the discrepancy between our mission over here and the mission in Chagiga. The mission in Chagiga says an onin, after Zaninas, has to tov on the mikvah. That tefillah is only a tefillah midrabbanan, but still he has to tov on the mikvah. And yesterday we dealt with how to resolve the discrepancy between our mission here in Zvachim and the mission in Chagiga. And in short, right, the short of it is, the bottom line, if you will, is that our Mishnah is talking about Negia, touching it. Touching it is fine for an Onin to do. The Mishnah in Chagiga is talking about eating it. Not allowed to eat. An Onin is not allowed to eat karbanos even after his aninus, meaning he has to tov on the mikvah in order to allow him to eat karbanos. That's the resolution between the Mishnah in Zvachim and the Mishnah in Chagiga. Then the next point in the Mishnah is that he's eino makrif. You can't offer, an Onin can't offer karbon. Okay, that's simple, straightforward. Let's go to our Gemara. Our Gemara notes that there is a contradiction, an apparent contradiction. V'riminu, onen tovav alchos peschal erev avalo bekachim. It's the Mishnah Pesachim. So the Mishnah in Pesachim describes somebody who's an onen on erev Pesach. So the Mishnah tells us, what can that onen do on erev Pesach? So he can have somebody bring the carbon on his behalf. And tovav ochals pischol la'erev, and then that evening he'll eat carbon pesach. Okay, avalo b'kashim, but you can't do that by other karbanos. Meaning, by the carbon pesach is so special. We talk about the unique nature of the carbon pesach. Failure to bring the carbon pesach results in an iser kares. So we talk about how important the carbon pesach is. So therefore, even though generally speaking, if you're known and you can't be makir of a karbon, yet when it comes to the carbon pesach, have someone offer it on your behalf. And you'll eat it that evening. Okay. That is the Mishnah Pesachim. So you know, it's a simple stira. It's a simple contradiction between the Mishnah Pesachim and our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says an Onin cannot be makriv, period. Our Mishnah says unilaterally, seemingly under any circumstance, an Onin cannot be makriv. Right? Even though, right, he's not going to eat it, but still, our Mishnah says an Onin can't offer karbon. Yet the Mishnah Pesachim tells us that by the Karbon Pesach, an Onin can offer the Karbon Pesach, and he'll eat it that evening. Okay, so this is such a, all right, it's such a simple stira, there are going to be no less than five answers to the stira between the Mishnah Pesachim and our Mishnah Zvachim. So let's go through each one of them. Number one, Amar of Yirmiyah. Answer number one, Amar of Yirmiyah, Medivta lo kasha kam bepesach kam b'shar yimas v'shana. Bepesach hay didach al pesach ha'achlan ha'mikachim b'shar yimas v'shana, delo chaze lo chaze. So Rav Yirmiyah Medivta gives a simple answer, and it's seemingly a workable answer, which is, our Mishnah is talking about the rest of the year. The Mishnah of Pesachim is talking about Erev Pesach, obviously. But more than that, since on Erev Pesach anyway, you're preparing to eat the Karban Pesach, in other words, you have an allowance to eat the Karban Pesach, therefore you have an allowance to eat all other Karbanos as well. Okay? And there are other Karbanos you're going to eat, by the way, that night. Meaning the night of Pesach, you're going to eat your Karban Pesach. You're also going to eat your Chagigas Yedala. There's a special Karban that was brought on the 14th day. Not the classic Chagiga that's brought on Yontov, but was something that was called the Chagigas Yedalad. It was, again, supplemental meat that was eaten together with the Karban Pesach. Those things you're allowed to eat, even though for that day you're an Onain. Meanwhile, for the rest of the year, you can't. Okay? That's answer number one. That's Rav Yirmiyah Medivta. And then, just one last thing to tie up in this answer. Umay avalo bekachim. So what about the Mishnah Pesachim? The Mishnah Pesachim, if you read it carefully, the Mishnah says that tovah v'ochos pischal erva v'lo bekachim. You can eat your Karban Pesach but not kachim. But Rav Yirmiyah Medivta says that night you are allowed to eat other karbanos. Since you have an allowance to eat the Karban Pesach, you have an allowance to eat other karbanos as well. So how does he understand the Mishnah? Very simple. Umay avalo bekachim. Avalo bekachim shel kol hashana. Kachim of the rest of the year you're not allowed to eat. Kachim of that night. Right, manishtana halayla azeh. Why is this night different than other nights? Answer: because since tonight I'm allowed to eat Karban Pesach, therefore I'm allowed to eat other karbanos as well. Okay, that takes us through answer number one. Straightforward answer: the difference between the night of Pesach versus all the other nights. Answer number two: Ravasi amalokashya kan shemes lomes barbasar ukvaro barbasar kan shemes lomes b'shloshasar ukvaro barbasar yom kvura. Lo tafis leilo midrabanan. Okay. The difference between our Mishnah in Zvachim and the Mishnah in Pesachim is when exactly was the kvura, when did the burial take place? Or more specifically, when did the misa take place? When did the death take place? Our Mishnah that says that an oni cannot be makriv, period. And it seems like it's across the board, an oni cannot be makriv at all. That's talking about when the Yom HaMisa was on Erev Pesach, where the actual death day was on the 14th day of Nisan. If the Yom HaMisa takes place on the 14th day of Nisan, so now you're an Onan, and not only you're an Onan in a Torah. Now, granted that the Aninus does the Aninus extend into the night. Okay, so again, maybe it does. It does extend into the night on a Derabbanan level, on a Deraisa level. We're going to see a Machlokus in just a moment. Momentarily, we'll see a machlokus about that. But still, if the Yom HaMisa is on the 14th, that day, you are out of the discussion of bringing a karban. You're an onein, min haTorah. And therefore, you can't bring the Karban Pesach. You can't have somebody bring the Karban Pesach for you. That night, your aninus is going to continue. You're out of the discussion. The Mishnah Pesachim, that says that you're allowed to eat your Karban Pesach, that's when the Yom HaMisa was on the 13th day. And for whatever reason, the burial was delayed, right? Shouldn't have been, but for whatever reason, the burial was delayed. And now the burial was on the 14th. We're going to learn later this morning that the day of burial also has a quasi-anina status, right? The real aninus min haTorah is the Yom HaMisa, the day of death. But on the day of burial, it's also like aninus. It's not real aninus, but it's like aninus. Midrabanan, you're an onen on the Yom HaKvura. But that's only midrabanan. And that doesn't extend into the night. So what you can... Right. So since the Karban Pesach is so important, and it's not the Yom HaMisa, but it's only the Yom HaKvura, so therefore you can allow the Kvura to take place that day, and obviously you're going to do the Kvura that day, and you'll eat Karban Pesach that night. That's answer number two. Now, Now, we're going to get on to the discussion of what about the night after the Yom? The night following the day that you're an Onain. Is that Aninus continue? The Aninus continues according to everybody. Does it continue Midrabanan or does it continue Midaraisa? So now we're going to see it's a Machlokas Tanayim. Rabbi Shimon, he, the Tanya, Aninus Laila Midivre Torah, Divre Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's position is aninus laila. The night following the day, that's a state of aninus min haTorah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the day of the death of a relative, you're an onin min haTorah that day and the night that follows as well. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer eino onin. I'm sorry, onin eino medivrei Torah lemedivrei sofrim. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, I disagree. And listen carefully, because Rabbi Shimon says, how do I know this? What is the source that aninus that follows the day is only medivrei sofrim and not medivrei Torah? Teda, sharei amru. Onin tovo v'ochel es pischo la'erev avala bekachim, because I know that when you're an onin, you can eat carbon pesach, right? In other words, if you're an onin on the 14th, you'll have someone shech carbon pesach on your behalf, and somebody and you'll be able that night to eat the carbon pesach. Okay. Now it's interesting, by the way. Usually, when we look for a source of a halacha, we turn to a pasuk. We turn to a drasha. We turn to maybe a brisa. It's funny, what Rabbi Shimon is pointing at is a practical halacha. But it must be that this practical halacha was so accepted, that Rabbi Shimon can actually point to a practical halacha and say, this is the source for me. I know that aninus is not min haTorah. I know it's only aninus laila.
How would this prove that this is rabbinic? Couldn't it be still d'oraita and it be after the d'orasa?
Right. So we will not say, right? We will not say that the eating any carbon is a mitzvah saseh. I mean, if you're going to allow Pesach is
like
even more.
You get card for it.
I agree. No. I understand. So it's even more. Okay. I hear you, but the Gemara doesn't make a distinction. The Gemara says, look, if you're eating carbon pesach, it must be that the consumption of the carbon pesach is a is overriding only an issa d'rabbanan, not an issa d'oraisa. All right. So that's what Rabbi Shimon points to as his proof. V'savar Rabbi Shimon aniz leila m'd'rabban v'atanya Rabbi Shimon omer einat onen ena mishlach karban asaf. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we also know Rabbi Shimon says an onen cannot send a carbon on the day of zaninus. So my love, afilu pesach lo levar mi pesach. So the Gemara thought that this was across the board, like universal, and the Gemara says, no, it's not universal. Meaning, it refers to almost all karbanos except for the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is different. Okay, so what we have now is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that aninus laila is d'oraisa. Rabbi Shimon holds that aninus laila, the night that follows the day, is not d'oraisa, it's only d'rabbanan. The nafkamina would be, can you bring the Karban Pesach when you're an onen? According to Rabbi Shimon, you can. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot, because the aninus laila still continues to be a din d'oraisa. Okay, and all of this to resolve our discrepancy, our stira, between the two mishnayos.
In the braita that he cited, right, he's talking about just eating it. Doesn't he talk about offering it? Right after he goes to the mikvah.
Correct, but the only way to eat is if it was offered.
I see. So without offering it.
That offering has to, right. So, the Gemara points to the fact that we have a brisa. Now, this brisa is a little bit long. It's going to go down about 10 lines. But the brisa is going to quote Rabbi Shimon, and it's going to sound very clearly from the brisa that according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't bring the Karban Pesach. Now, you and I both know, that we're going to have to correct the brisa, because Rabbi Shimon, his whole source of the halacha is that an onin can bring the Karban Pesach. So even though when I read the brisa, when we're going to learn the brisa together, it's going to sound like Rabbi Shimon holds that you can't bring the Karban Pesach when you're an onin. We know that can't be. But we have to go through the exercise, because there is a brisa, and the brisa is going to sound like Rabbi Shimon won't allow an onin to bring the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon omer shlamim kishu shalem evi veinu mevi kishu onin. The Torah describes the shlamim as a shlamim. Right, a brilliant statement on my part. Right, what does that mean? It means that we look at the name of the karban to identify what kind of state you need to be in when you bring it. You have to be shalom. You have to be whole. Right. You have to be mentally healthy. Okay. I don't know how many of us qualify, but I'm saying. But you have. You have to be. You have to be shalom. Right. You have to be shalom. Right. You have to be whole. So if you are an onain, so you're not whole, right? You just lost one of your seven relatives, Rachman Litzlan, and you're not whole. So therefore, you can't bring a shlamim because you're not in a state of shlemus, right? You're not whole. So kishu shalom, maybe kishu onin. So minayin l'rabba, says Hatoda. So now what the Bryce is going to do, very simply, is good. I know that applies to the Karban Shlamim. Now get me through the other Karbanos. How do I know that this halach applies to the other Karbanos as well? So minayin l'rabba, says Hatoda. Well, the carbon toad, you have to eat in a state of joy. The whole reason why you're bringing the carbon toad is because you're happy. But if you lost one of your seven relatives on the Yom HaMisa, you're not in a state of simcha. So therefore, you can't bring your carbon toad. Well, there is a common denominator, a similarity between an Ola and a Shlamim. They both can come as voluntary offerings. Minayin l'rabbos b'chor ma'aser u'pesach. How do I know to include b'chor ma'aser and Pesach? You know, your quasi Shlamim, your low level Shlamim, b'chor firstborn animal, ma'aser your tenth animal, and your Pesach. How do I know that they cannot be offered in a state of aninus? Mar be'ani b'chor ma'aser u'pesach shekein einam ba'am al chait. Well, they don't come as a result of a sin, just like a shlamim doesn't come as a result of a sin.
But the thing is, the Bechor Maaser and Pesach are required. They're not like
there are major differences between these karbanos and the shlamim.
Right.
The Gemara is just looking for a link, and the link is not a strong link.
Right.
Okay, but that's enough. Minayin l'rabbos chatos v'asham tamalamer zevach. How about the chatos and asham? Well, the Torah uses the word zevach shlamim. So the word zevach refers to any karbon. Now, minan l'rabbos ha'ofos v'aminachos v'hayayin v'ha'etzim v'alavona. So how about all other offerings? Not just an animal, but birds and flour and wine and wood and even lavona, even the frankincense. Tamalamar shlamim. Karbono, shlamim karbono. Kol karbono shu mevi, kishu shalei mevi, ve'eno mevi, kishu onein. Period. End of the braisa. In this braisa, we have successfully included all the karbanos in this halacha of aninus. An onin cannot bring a shlamim toda, ola, chatas, asha, every karban, bird, mincha, everything. An onin cannot bring anything on the yom hamisa. Okay, included in this long list, of course, is the karban pesach. Now, this braisa belongs to Rabbi Shimon. It's introduced to us by Rabbi Shimon Omer. So obviously, it can't be. Because Rabbi Shimon is the same Rabbi Shimon who told us just a moment ago, I know that Aninus Laila is only the Rabbanan. How do I know that? Because we know it's accepted, and Onen will bring a Karban Pesach. So it can't be that over here he's telling us that Onen can't bring a Karban Pesach. So Ketani Meas Pesach. Amar Rav Chista Pesach Kedei Nazbe. So Rav Chista's answer is Pesach came along for the ride. Meaning, especially, and this answer may not be so sensitive to this answer, but when you're saying Torah Shabbat Peh Baal Peh, when you're saying it by heart, certain things just rattle off the tongue. So when you say B'chor Meiser, so the next word that just kind of triggers in your mind is Pesach.
It doesn't mean
B'chor Meiser Pesach. Right? That's what just comes out. And so over here in the Braisa, it did say B'chor Meiser Pesach, but Pesach always gets dragged along for the ride. Right, like for example, grusha v'chalutza. You're going to see this all the time throughout the Gemara. Grusha v'chalutza. Kohen can't marry grusha v'chalutza. Right, and the Gemara even makes drashas to tell us that a kohen can't marry grusha v'chalutza. Now, grusha is also in the Torah. What about a chalutza? It's only in the Rabbanan. It comes along for the ride, meaning it's just part of, you know, it's part of the speech, the chachamim's way of talking. So pesach matzah mara. So v'chor ma'aser pesach. That's it. Pesach just came along for the ride, but the Braisa didn't mean it. Okay, tough answer, but that's answer number one. Rav Sheshet Amar my Pesach Shalmei Pesach. So Rav Sheshet says no. In the Braisa, when it says Pesach, it means Shalmei Pesach. It's talking about the Shlamim that are brought on Pesach. So the Gemara says Yachyanu Shlamim, but okay, fine. But that's Shlamim, and the Braisa started with the point of Shlamim. So I need Shalmei Pesach. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, I do." Habay machmas pesach. V'tanu shlamim habay machmas pesach. Dilo tanu shlamim habay machmas pesach. Sarkadat chaimina whole machmas pesach. Chasi kegufa de pesach dami. Yeah, because I would have thought that look, it's a shlamim that comes on Pesach, and I know I'm allowed to eat the karm pesach, even though I'm a no name, right, that day. So I might have thought that I should eat the shlamim as well. So kamash malan, that's the chiddush. The chiddush says no, that the shlamim pesach cannot be eaten; only the pesach itself can be eaten. Okay, end of answer number two. All right, so again, let's review. Mishnah in Zvachim, our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the 12th parak of Zvachim, said that an onain cannot be makriv karbanos, period. The Mishnah Pesachim says an onain can be makriv the karban Pesach. Answer number one is a simple answer. Pesach is different. Right? The karban Pesach is different. He can offer the karban Pesach. And, according to answer number one is provided to us by Rav Asi, once you're allowed to eat the karban Pesach, you're allowed to eat all the karbanos as well. Then our Mishnah is talking about the rest of the year. Okay, that's answer number one. Answer number two is given to us by... Sorry, let me do that again. Answer number one was Rav Yirmiyah. Answer number two was Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, our Mishnah that says that you can't bring a carbon, that's talking about where the Aninus is on... the Yom HaMisa is on the 14th. If the Yom HaMisa is on the 14th, you can't bring Karban Pesach, period. What about... if the Yom HaMisa was on the 13th and the Kfur was on the 14th, then you can bring Karban Pesach. The Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about that case, where the Yom HaMisa was on the 13th and the Kfur was on the 14th. And if the on the Yom HaKfura, even though you are an Onain, albeit on a Derabbanan level, but you're an Onain on the Yom HaKfura, but it doesn't take the night along with it. Okay. Answer number three. Rav Mari Amar, we're now on the top of Daf Kuf. Rav Mari Amar Lokash Kan Shemes Lomes Biyodal Vikvar Biyom Dalid Kan Shemes Lomes Biyogimo Vikvar Biyom Dalid Biyodalid. Right?
Seems like that was it.
Okay. Wait. Okay. Sounds the same? Right? Meislam meis biyadal v'kvar biyadal. Yom misa tofes leila midaraisa. Meislam meis biyom gimel k'var biyadal. Yom kvura midarabanan. Eino tofes leilo ela midarabanan. In this answer, it's pretty similar to answer number two, it's just one fundamental difference. In that, on the Yom HaMisa, you're an onein min haTorah. Not only for the day, obviously, you're an onein, but even for the night following. So Amalei Rav Asher le Rav Mari ve'ela hadik tani Amalei Rabbi Shimon teida shari amru onein tova ve'ochlas pischo avalo bekachim neim alei kamina lachana yom misa daraisa v'amarti li yom kfura derabanan. So the Gemara says, if your answer is correct, and that's the distinction between the two Mishnayos, the Mishnah Zvachim and the Mishnah Pesachim, so then how do you understand the give and take between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are having a debate. Can you bring the Karban Pesach if you're an Onain? So if there is such a difference between the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKfura, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say back to Rabbi Shimon, you know, Rabbi Shimon, it's funny, because I know you're pointing to the Erev Pesach scenario, where he's an Onain and Erev Pesach. But can't we say that that's talking about where the Yom HaMisa was the day before? Like, aren't we talking about that case? Aren't you talking about that case? And why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say that to Rabbi Shimon? If, in fact, Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that on the Yom HaMisa, you're an Onain both day and night. So the Gemara says, Kasha. Yeah, the Gemara says, yeah, you know what, you're right. The third answer is difficult. To propose that according to Rabbi Shimon and according to Rabbi Yehuda, they both agree that you're an Onain for day and for night. And the Mishnah Pesachim is only talking about where the Yom HaMisa took place earlier, and the Yom HaKfura was on the 14th. And why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say to Rabbi Shimon, you know, what are you showing me? That case, that's a different case. So the Gemara says, Kashya, the Gemara says that this third answer is difficult. Abaye Amar Lo Kashya. Okay, we have two more answers to go. The third answer didn't really stand up. So far, to our steerer between the Mishnah Pesach and the Mishnah Zvachim, we have essentially two answers. Answer number one of Rav Yirmiyah, now I got it right, is that the difference between Erev Pesach versus the rest of the year. Okay? But in other words, the Mishnah is really going like Rabbi Shimon. It's just that on Erev Pesach, since it's a Karban Pesach, it's an Isser Karis if you don't bring it. Therefore, we were Makel. And not only were we Makel for eating the Karban Pesach, you can eat other Karbanos as well. Our Mishnah in Zvachim is talking about the rest of the year where you can eat nothing as an Onain, even the night after the Yom Aninus. That's one answer, and the second answer belongs to Rav Asi. And the Rav Asi makes a distinction between whether the Yom HaMisa takes place on the 14th or the Yom HaKfura takes place on the 14th. Our Mishnah is talking about where the Yom HaMisa is on the 14th. The Mishnah Pesachim is where the Yom HaKfor is on the 14th. Okay. Abaye Amar Lo Kasha Kan Shemes Karm Chatzos Kan Shemes Acher Chatzos. Okay. Abaye gives us now I'll say it's a fourth answer, although the third answer didn't stand up, didn't seem to stand up. We have now a fourth answer. It depends when the Misa takes place. Does the Misa take place after midday or before midday? And we're talking about an Erev Pesach. Now, on Erev Pesach, when do I bring the Karm Pesach? After midday. There's a mitzvah to bring the Karm Pesach, but not the whole day of Erev Pesach, only after Chatzos. And even after Chatzos, half an hour after Chatzos, just to make sure that we're past Chatzos. So at that point in time now, you have an obligation to bring the Karban Pesach. Okay? That is La'achar Chatzos. As opposed to the morning, where you don't yet have an obligation to bring the Karban Pesach. Okay. If the Misa occurs after midday, you bring your Karban Pesach, obviously not you, somebody else does it for you, and you eat it that night. If it takes place before midday, so then you can't bring the Karban Pesach afterwards. How do you understand that? It's a difficult answer, but we're gonna work our way through it. How do you process that answer? So the Gemara explains it like this. Kodem Chatzos Dolo Ichzei LePesach Chayla Aleha Aninus. Before midday, you don't yet have an obligation to bring Karban Pesach. Consequently, your Aninus sticks. Your status of Aninus comes and resides on you. Now you're formally and officially an Onein. Done. You're out of the discussion now. You can't bring the Karban Pesach. Okay. If, however, the aninus occurs after midday, the aninus is coming and superimposing itself on your obligation to bring the Karban Pesach, even if you didn't bring it yet. It's superimposing on your obligation to bring the Karban Pesach. But you have that obligation to bring the Karban Pesach. Therefore, your obligation to bring Karban Pesach, since it already started, aninus can't come and impose itself on that. See that inside in the Gemara? The Acher Chatzos, the Echzel LePesach, Lo Chayla Ala Aninus, Aninus. Aninus cannot impose itself on that. Okay, that is Abaye's answer. The difference between whether the death happens before midday or after midday. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi over here deals with some very fundamental issues with Abaye's answer. Abaye Amar, look at Rashi, it's a long Rashi, it's on the side of the page, it's pretty much where we are in the Gemara. Okay, both Mishnayos, the Mishnah and Zvachim Mishnah, Psachim are talking about where the Yom HaMisa occurred on the 14th. And we're going like Rabbi Shimon, that the night following the day is the Rabbanan. Udiktani bebraisa Pesach eno ba ba'aninus, kishemeth kodem chavsos, derachmana dachye mehai kra, the Darshina Kishu Shalmu maybe velo Kishu Onain. Beautiful. Rashi explains, now we can go back to the Brisa that we quoted on the bottom of the previous page, and now we have a place for this Brisa. The Brisa that says that you can't bring Karban Pesach, that's talking about where the death took place before midday. Udiktani bipsachim tova volcha pischo, ama maisele onain, kishamis acher chatzos, de kadma chova shkitas pesach laninos. And what about the Mishnah Pesachim that says that you can bring the Karban Pesach? That's where the death takes place, after Chatzos. Since the death takes place after Chatzos, your obligation to bring Karban Pesach preceded the death, therefore you do the Karban Pesach. Lo dachi le'aninus melashalech karbano. Okay,
so
good.
So you're mechoyev because it's before Chatzos, you were mechoyev, so you're still mechoyev.
Right, so since Chatzos rolled around, you now have an obligation to bring Karban Pesach. Now that you have an obligation to bring Karban Pesach, even if you are, God forbid, an Onein, still your Karban Pesach took precedence, therefore you bring the Karban Pesach. Okay.
This could happen with the person becoming Talmei also. This
whole discussion...
No, I understand, but with the Tumah you cannot.
We don't make such a distinction. Right. Now, listen carefully, because Rashi is going to get us through a couple of minefields over here. Okay. But for sure what you have to... the position you have to take is that the aninus of the night following the day is a din derabanan. Because if aninus for the night is daraisa, how can you eat carbon pesach? You can't eat the carbon pesach if your aninus at night is daraisa. And subject to your suggestion that, well, the eating of the carbon pesach is a mitzvah sase and the onen is a lo sase, but we don't. In other words, when you're an onen, you can't eat carbon. Period. Look, there's no way you'd be allowed to eat the carbon pesach if your aninus at night following the day was a din daraisa. So consequently, it comes out now that your aninus at night is only a din darabana. So lo ma'akva la'abaye elam yishum danis la'ila darabana v'heim lo aimidu divrein b'makum kares. And when even though the Chachamim imposed that the night after the day you're an onen for the Karm Pesach, the Chachamim stepped aside. And the Chachamim said, look, generally speaking, you can't eat carbon the night after the day. Generally. No. But carbon Pesach, right? If you don't, right? Isser Kares. Yeah. So therefore, we're going to step aside and we're going to allow you to eat the Karm Pesach that night, even though for any other carbon, the Chachamim would say, don't eat. Okay. Next part of Rashi. Oh no, that's good. The emlo imidu divrein b'makom kares. The dilma memana v'lo shachet. Now, Phil just points out, where's the kares? Right? The kares is on failure to bring, or is kares on failure to eat? No. Okay? So, it's the simple answer is kares is failure to bring. Kares is failure to bring. Now, there is a discussion in the Gemara and Pesachim that Rashi here is referring to that maybe the eating and the bringing are connected one to another. Maybe there is that discussion. And if you didn't eat it, it may in fact impact your bringing it. But Rashi tells us that Abaye doesn't feel that way. Abaye does not feel that way. The way that Rashi knows that is because, look, an onen at night is only derabanan. So somebody else will bring it for him during the day, and the aninus at night is only derabanan. So that allows them to eat. So you see that the eating and the bringing are separate from one another. So Rashi over here is going to get us through another minefield. If the failure, if kares only comes as a failure to bring and not to eat, so he brought it. Right. He brought the carbon pesach. So why does he need to eat it? Right. So Rashi to this offers two answers. Answer number one, I just read, I'll read it again. Because if he knows, if you tap him on the shoulder and say to him, look, I'm really sorry you're an onen, right? But you should now know that because you're an onin in the afternoon, you're allowed to bring a carbon pesach. But I also have to tell you that you can't eat it. And he'll say to you, what? What? If I'm not eating, I'm not bringing. Now, you'll try to explain to him how, again, all that it's emotional, by the way. We could discuss this very unemotionally, but it's very emotional. So the Chachamim said, look, we're going to allow him to eat it, even though he doesn't have to, and even though that's not where the kares lies. The kares lies in failure to bring it. But if we don't let him eat it, there's a good chance he's not going to bring it. So therefore, we're going to say to him, you know what? You can eat. Okay, that's answer number one. Inami, kevin da'akar shachte, lavar denemer yishchateno, amanas li pasel, hilkach ocho peschal. Our second answer Rashi gives is, it's not respectful. It's not respectful that we're going to bring a carbon, allow the carbon to be shachted, and then... Right, and just let it all become noser. Right? Is it... it's kind of hard over here because I'm trying to find what the legal terminology is. It's an iser to do so. Rashi doesn't use such terminology. Rashi says, lav orech ara. It's not respectful. It's not proper. It's not appropriate. Huh? Okay, tomorrow's daf. Okay, tomorrow's daf. We'll talk about that. stay tuned. Okay, fine. But that's different. In other words, here we're going into a scenario where we know that really midrabanan he shouldn't be eating the Karm Pesach tonight. So the Chachamim are now thinking it through. So what do we do? we tell him to bring a carbon Pesach, which, you know, he should, and then we're going to tell him that he shouldn't eat it tonight because of our derabbanan, because of our gzera derabbanan, that aninus laila is, you know, you're still an onin even throughout the night. So the chachamim thought it through, and Rashi gave us two possible suggestions why the chachamim stepped back, right, repealed their din derabbanan and allowed the onin to eat that night. Either because Rashi suggests he may not bring it all together, or two, it's just not nice. It's lav orachar, it's just not respectful.
Why can't you extend the same logic to other korbanot?
Because the Karban Pesach is special. I mean, it's always going to come back to that. Karban Pesach is special, it's unique. It has an Isser Karis attached to it.
Why would they put a prohibition to eat it, you know, to put it on and not to eat, and then recede it by saying you can eat because you brought it? What's the purpose of putting the Rabbanan prohibition
will apply every other day of the year. Mm. It'll apply all other times. Any other time that he brings a carbon or a carbon is brought for him while he's an onain, he can't eat that day and he can't eat that night. Even if, let's say, it was a carbon where, for whatever reason, you know, it's always a mitzvah to eat carbon, always. But still, the Chachamim said he can't eat it the night after your day of aninus.
For example, this is shalamim. For example, and then after shalamim become onen.
That's it.
Then he cannot eat.
He can't eat it. And he can't eat it that day, and he can't eat it that night as well. And that night afterwards, that's a din derabbanan.
So it becomes like his first thing that Pesach is his exception.
Correct. That's exactly the point. Exactly the point.
What if he brought it and was shol lishma?
That's too much. That's too much. I'm saying it's.
He didn't bring the answer that maybe he has to eat it because you can't bring a korban pesach unless you're able to eat it kazayas.
Right, because that takes us to the issue of how connected is the eating and the bringing. Right. If the eating and the bringing are essentially connected, so then you're right. So then, in order to avoid the karis penalty, then you have to eat because if you don't eat it, it's as if you didn't bring it. But Rashi over here is maintaining that according to Abaye, the two are separate.
Well, that's why he's answering the other.
And that now
he doesn't want to answer. Like
right now that the two are separate, so now he's got to move on to the next part, which is, well, if the two are separate and the eating is not essential, and you've bypassed your Isser Karis just by bringing it, so why eat it? Why did the Chachamim allow you to eat it? And that's where Rashi offers his two answers. Okay, let's.
That's only if he brings it by himself. No, but if he brings it by himself, then there's no problem.
Yes, it is.
It makes such a big exception.
Correct, yes. Yes.
I'm saying it's only if he brings it himself, but if he brings a part of a chavura.
So then you could have other. Then you could have other people.
No problem,
you
know.
Okay, good. Let's go on. I got to leave a little bit early today. So I'm not. Now I know I'm not getting to the end today. But let's just get through this answer. Let's get through this fourth answer. Uminat tamra. Okay. Now, so Abaye over here provides for us a distinction whether the death occurs before midday or after midday. Uminat tamra deshan le ben kor mechatzos ben la'achar chatzos. How do I know? How do I know that such a difference exists? They tell you because we learned in a brisa. And the brisa over here discusses the following. It discusses a scenario where the Torah says to the Kohen that a Kohen becomes Tameh for any one of his seven relatives. La yitama, mitzvah. Lo ratza, mitamen oso al karcha. It's a mitzvah for the Kohen to be Tameh for his relative. Even though the Kohen in general is prohibited from becoming Tameh, if it's one of his seven relatives, he becomes Tameh. Is it an allowance or is it a mitzvah? Okay? So the Bryce here takes the clear position.
What does that fit with our discussion?
Wait. So is it an allowance or is it a mitzvah? Our Bryce takes the position, it's a mitzvah. Mitamin also akarcha maisa biyosef akohen shemesa ishtaber vapesach. Unbelievable story. The Bryce tells us, Yosef HaKohen, wife dies on Erev Pesach. Delo ratza litama. And, okay. Now,
some wife.
Some wife. She died before.
I know. We can go so many places to this. I'm going to go just move right on in the Gemara. Delo ratza litama. Now he says to himself, Karban Pesach. Okay. Loved her. But I got my Karban Pesach. And the Kohanim said, the basin of the Kohanim said to him, buddy, I'm really sorry, but you got to take care of your wife, and you got to bury her, and it's a mitzvah. It's not an allowance. It's not a rishus. It's a mitzvah. And the timu bal karchu, and they forced him. I don't know what they did, but they forced him. Uriminu, and the Gemara says, and on that I'll ask an obvious, and not an obvious, but a stira based on another price. So, Ula acho stomatam alam ha resha lach lishchodes pischo. Vilamoz beno shom shemes lo mes yachli itama amar lo itama. Nazir cannot be matami for a relative, and Nazir is like a Kohen Gadol. Yachol kashem shalei tamalacho to kachim matam lemeis mitzvah tamalomar ula achos alachos udenem matami v'matami hu lemeis mitzvah. Even though a Nazir is like a Kohen Gadol, but both Nazir and Kohen Gadol, if they see an unattended mace, a mace mitzvah, they do it, they take care of it. So, in this braisa that we just quoted, the braisa says it's not a mitzvah. So lav shmamina, even, I'm sorry, let me be even clearer. Even if it's Karban Pesach, right? Even if it's Karban Pesach, you are not mitame. So how do you understand? The first braisa told us a story about Yosef a Kohen, where they were not only did he become tame, they forced him to become tame. And here in the second braisa, the braisa gives you a pass. So shmamina kam kodin chatzos kam la'acher chatzos. So the Braisa says that's the difference before and after chatzos. The story of Yosef HaKohen and his wife, that was before chatzos. So now his anina stuck to him. He lost out on his Karban Pesach opportunity. And now you say to him, look, you're not doing the Karban Pesach now. So now you have an obligation to take care of your wife. The second Braisa that says, no, you take care of the Karban Pesach, that's talking about Acher Chatzos. Okay. Stop over here. It's a little bit early. I apologize. And tomorrow we will finish up. We still got one more answer to go after we finish the fourth answer, the Rava answer. And, okay. And tomorrow, by the way, on Shabbos, also we have the Aaron Moshe debate in Parsha Shemini, which we always refer to, but tomorrow we'll discuss it in depth.